Welcome back to episode 3 of the Misadventures of the Millennial Version podcast. Here, we discuss the unspoken truths about faith, life, love, and sex. I am your host, Mia Cresswell, and if this is your first time tuning in, thank you, welcome! Thank you so much for coming along this awesome, crazy ride with me. Go ahead and subscribe so you can stay tuned, so you can be updated when new episodes come out, because new episodes come out on every first and third Monday. All right, today we're talking about life. Fight from victory, not for victory. What is this all about, right? Now, before I continue, if you missed episode 2, I'll do a brief recap again today. But in the meantime, go ahead and listen to episode 1 and 2 so you can get caught up and so you can like feel like part of the family now. So you can know what's going on with this whole podcast. So you can be in the loop. Anywho, on episode 2, we talked about the comparison trap and how it prevents us from seeing our own blessings. We went on to discuss a few ways to escape the comparison trap from a practical standpoint. And one way is to stay in your lane. Simple as that. And this is actually, I can say, or really scream, because I won't say which one, but when I'm in traffic, people are constantly swerving and getting into other people's lanes and getting into my lane. And I'm like, if everybody just stayed in their own lane, we will be good. Anyways, my mom will call it, you know, road rage, but I'm not going to say which one it is. Anyways, but on a serious note, we also discussed the importance of growing into full womanhood and embracing the now. And how setting goals is important, because when we see how good God has already been to us, not only are we less prone to falling into the comparison trap, or when we fall into it, we can quickly revert back to, you know, reality, but we can also be prepared for the blessings that we're asking God for. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right into episode 3 to our topic for today, the unspoken truths about life. And how we should fight from victory, not for victory. Life is hard, then you die. Just kidding. But I've actually heard people say this, or at least something similar, as if life has no purpose. But let me tell you, if life had no purpose, I would not be sharing this message, this conversation with you right now. It's too much for one episode, but honestly, if life had no purpose and life was hard and then we just die and there's just nothing, that would suck. And you know, that's just not my reality. And I don't think that should be any of our reality, really. Life doesn't always go the way we want it to, though. That's one thing that I have to admit. Life does not always go the way we want it to. Things happen, and sometimes those things suck. Sometimes they disrupt our peace. Okay, sometimes these things that happen in life, they make us inadequate or feel inadequate, I mean, and they can make us forget who God truly is. Sometimes we feel like Alice Walker and we want to scream, all my life I had to fight. Now, that's another corniness in me, but seriously, like sometimes we just get into these seasons in our life where we just feel like we're constantly fighting and we're trying to come up for air, but how often are we really fighting from a place of victory instead of for victory? What do I mean by that? I'll use myself for an example. When I first founded On Your Peach, I'm about to get really real with y'all. So when I first founded On Your Peach, the first year, a few years consisted of a lot of ups and downs. I even took a hiatus because I wasn't sure if I would even start up again, if this was really something that I could do. Not so much that God could do, I wasn't sure if it was something I was capable of, because not to shade anybody, but I had people who literally would smile in my face and tell me how great On Your Peach is and, you know, throw all these compliments and all that, but they were actually running around and like belittling me, making comments like, oh, who does she think she is? And I'm like, I'm telling you, these were fully grown women, old women who were old enough to be my mom. And not, this is not in any way, shape, or form to bash them. This is to illustrate that there are people that we have expectations of, and there are people that we would never think would have these horrible negative things to say about us. And it can really make us, you know, want to give up. And I'm even in anywhere, even as Christians. And, you know, I initially, when I started on your page, I expected, you know, a certain kind of negativity from people who, you know, didn't really agree with what I, you know, what the stance that I was coming from. But I did not expect that from women of faith, so-called, you know, quote unquote. But this just goes to show that age does not always equal maturity, and we're all on our own journey. And those women are on their own journey, and I'm on my own journey. So anyways, at the time though, like, I had super thin skin. So I would constantly doubt myself. I would play small. I would be so extremely timid when I would go places and share On Your Peach with others. And I would try to people please, or kind of like tailor it in a way where it was a little more palatable and pleasing to other people, instead of really like just trying to please God. But I'm so, so thankful that God took me through that, because I had to grow. And doing On Your Peach has really grown me. And I'm just so thankful that I had God on my side, but also had my support system, which is my family, for always being in my corner and reminding me that this is God's purpose. Like, that all of those experiences showed me, like, girl, this is not about you. Like, it matters what nobody else has to say. What does God say about it? And if this is really something that's intended to bring glory to God and to bring people to God, no negativity can stand in the way of that. And that same goes for you. When I learned to live from a place of victory, live from a place of, I know who God is, I know who I am, I know what I'm capable of because I'm his child. When I learned to do that, I learned to hold my head up. Not in arrogance, because I decided to truly make On Your Peach about God and spreading his message. And you see, when we walk in God's purpose for our lives, again, there's literally nothing that nobody can say or do to stop that. Because even it doesn't matter if there's 1,000 people cheering you on and giving you compliments and all these accolades and saying you're just so great. No. We don't rest in that. Like, those things are great, and I think it's so important for us to encourage one another, but those are not the things that give us our worth and our value and our validation. Our comfort, our peace does not come from that. It does not come from anything that man says or does or doesn't say, whether it's good or bad. It comes from knowing that God is who he says he is. Period. So when we live from a place of victory, we live and we walk by faith with expectancy for God to do great things, greater things than we can possibly imagine. When is the last time you really took the time to evaluate and see, how am I living from a place of victory? Not fighting for victory, as if, because when we're fighting for victory, when we're fighting for victory instead of from a place of victory, I think about the mouse, like, inside that bubble or whatever the mouse is in. And he's like running and he's running and he's running. It's just nonstop. He's just over and over and over. He's not getting anywhere. And that's what it's like when we're fighting for a place of victory, because we're using like our own abilities and our own thoughts and our own mind and our own strength to do that. But when we fight from a place of victory, from a place of security that really only God can give, there's no limit to what we can do and what God can do through us. So that's just something short that I wanted to share with you, just to remember to fight from a place of victory, fight from a place of expectancy, knowing that God is still there, that no matter what happens, every season, every experience, good, bad, whatever, is intended to grow us, to help us, to mature us. And in life, this is one of the unspoken truths that life, even though we know, okay, life is not going to be perfect, but we just have to learn how to fight from victory, knowing that we've already won. We just got to get there. We just got to stay in the game. stay in the game. That just came to me. Stay in the game. Like sometimes we may have to take a break, sit down for a minute, reevaluate, get us some water, get some Gatorade, because you might be thirsty. Not that kind of thirsty. But we may have to just take a moment and just sit back. Okay, what's going on? Get into like with our star player and say, okay, let me get back into this and fight from a place of victory, not for victory. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, as always, if you're already subscribed, thank you. If you're not subscribed, what are you waiting for? Go to miacresswell.com to listen to more episodes, or you can listen anywhere that podcasts are available. Again, new episodes are available every first and every third Monday, okay? Every first and third Monday. If you've listened, go ahead and give me a rating, leave some comments, get some feedback, and share with your friends, of course. And I will see you next time on the Misadventures of the Millennial Version podcast. Thank you.